November 1, ye are not your own. Know ye not that ye are not your own? 1 Corinthians 6:19. There is no such thing as a private life, a world within a world, for a man or woman who is brought into fellowship with Jesus Christ's sufferings. God breaks up the private life of his saints and makes it a thoroughfare for the world on the one hand and for himself on the other. No human being can stand that unless he is identified with Jesus Christ. That's the end of Oswald's text. The way God makes our life into a thoroughfare for the world to traverse on, walk on, use, and otherwise be propelled on, or for God himself, on the other hand, to use us, we become simply a highway of blessing, a highway that leads people in the world to God, and a highway that lets God traverse across us to the world, to touch the world in which we live. When we have fellowship with the gospel and we are sanctified, being that which God wants us to be, fully his, then everything that happens is of no consequence to us and no concern to us. It is simply a circumstance which God will choose to use to manifest himself to others. Let God do his thing always in every event, in every day of your life. And instead of being only slightly useful to God or an actual hindrance to him, you will provide a conduit, a blessing from him to those nearby. God doesn't really care about our individual circumstances. He cares about commending his love to us and commending his love through us. The whole purpose of God's salvation through Jesus is to redeem, and the whole purpose of redemption is to bring us into an intimacy that was once known only in the Garden of Eden. Now, whatever it takes to get there should be something that makes me happy, even if it's painful or even if it's full of stress. If I understand that God only brings circumstances into my life and heartbreaks to me to bring me closer to the garden experience, I should delight in every one of them.
Next chapter.
November 5, partakers of his sufferings. Rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. 1 Peter 4:13. If you are going to be used by God, he will take you through a multitude of experiences that are not meant for you at all. They are meant to make you useful in his hands and to enable you to understand what transpires in other souls so that you will never be surprised at what you come across. Oh, I can't deal with that person. Why not? God gave you ample opportunity to soak before him on that line, and you barged off because it seemed stupid to spend time in that way. That's the end of Oswald's message. As Christians, we often look for ways to serve God, ways to please God, ways to fulfill his great commission as best we know it. And we're looking for ways that are impressive and ways that are large and ways that would bring glory to God on a grand scale. Yet this is not at all what God demonstrated was his pattern through his own son, Jesus Christ. Jesus walked quietly. Jesus didn't seek to create a large ministry. Jesus simply made himself available to the Spirit of God in a quiet, humble way, and God used him in marvelous ways. God used him to demonstrate the glory of God and was a blessing to many. Yet at the same time, Jesus was called upon to go through great suffering. He was constantly badgered by the most religious men of the most appropriate religion of the day. He was constantly made fun of and ridiculed, and he was driven from many places because he was doing the right thing. but they didn't want the right thing done. As Christians, if we are truly close to God and truly full of the Spirit of God, our lives will be more like that of Jesus Christ than that of the grand, glorious, outstanding Christians we see in large Christian ministries the world over. God wants us to release ourselves entirely to the use and availability of the Holy Spirit. Then and only then will we be mistaken for Jesus Christ and mistreated for the sake of the kingdom of God.
Next chapter.